like right here.
Yes, that sounds good. Okay.
So this is probably where it'll be.
Review show.
I mean, we're already recording, so we're just going to go with it, right?
Yeah, I think we're ready to go.
Some of those Clara funny pictures are actually really funny.
Yeah.
I think the one where she's...
I got a second monitor, and we have Clara funny pictures pulled up as inspiration.
I like the pretty girl video is definitely one of the best videos of music videos of all time.
We got Duncan this morning.
Yeah.
It was Brian's birthday.
Yeah, so... They gave me a free drink, so I decided I might as well wild out and get all the things you can get in it.
You said you signed up for free food.
Well, I didn't just sign up for free food, but like every food place has like an app now. It's like a thing that's been for a while. I just became a sucker like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and I've signed up for all of them. I got the Panera app, the Moe's app, Mamoon's app, Starbucks app, Dunkin' app. And when you sign up for all of them, they ask you to put your birthday in. So I've just been getting blasted with free shit. So I got a free Dunkin' drink, free Starbucks drink, free burrito from Moe's, free sandwich from Mamoon's. I got like $6 off my purchase at Panera.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
So why are we doing an episode? We're doing it to promote Cheyenne Dan's Patreon. We're doing a podcast, me and Colin and Dylan and Nick.
What is the podcast about? Do you guys actually talk about music things, or is it just the review show but with a different cast?
I think it's like the idea is like there's like a bunch of stuff I need to do every week for like Cheyenne Dan, and it's like the idea is like I talk about what I'm gonna do, and then like next week if I didn't do what I said I was going to do, then I'm going to like feel bad about myself.
Yeah, I think so it'd be like cool if you use it as like a behind the scenes type thing too. You ever listen to like Song Exploder? That's like
No.
It's a cool podcast where people break down like their songs. They have like different guests on there. You could do it like that, but in like a less like intricate way.
I guess, yeah. I think a lot of it
it could be like one segment maybe.
You could also
just debate like the best meat to grill.
It
could totally be unrelated to the band. I think people would eat it up regardless.
We just did a lot of riffing and it was really good.
Riffing is always good now. That's what people want nowadays is riffing.
Yeah.
People don't want prepared humor.
We also like, I don't know, we like post videos on our Patreon.
It's a shame that even with this pandemic, stand-up comedy hasn't been killed yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for,
I thought this would be the nail in the coffin for stand-up comedy to be just totally done for.
Live music is totally done for.
That's a shame, though, because live music's always been fine. As long as your set in a basement is less than, like, 20 minutes each band, live music's always been okay.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's really bad. It's, like, it's way too early to, like, actually think about this.
Maybe the pandemic will kill... small openers at a show where I want to see the band and I don't know the opener, but I have to get there early to get a good spot.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe I'm an asshole for that.
I wasn't listening. I was thinking about how Trump has Corona.
I heard the SNL last night was controversial because Chris Rock said that it's good that Trump got Corona.
Do you think he's going to die?
I don't know how. I still don't understand how the virus works. First off, I don't understand the virus. Second off, he's got literally all of the country's money. And I mean like literally all of it. And he has all of the money in the country to keep him alive. I'd be shocked if he died from it.
I don't understand how it spreads because I had a friend who went to a frat party, like a crowded in a basement frat party with like a bunch of people. They shared their like jewel with four of their frat brothers and all their frat brothers were positive, but they didn't get it.
Were they positive like they had symptoms too? Or because there have been like a lot of false positives lately.
I don't know the timeline. Also, like, I guess like you can like hook up with someone who is positive and not get it,
I guess.
Which like I feel like how? I don't know. Like, do you have to have symptoms? Like, if you don't have symptoms, you're just not contagious at all?
I don't know. I don't think anyone knows. I think science knows.
We need more rules. That's the problem. There's not enough rules for Corona.
Yeah, there's not enough rules. I think they should...
I like the not going out.
I like the not going out.
I like things not being open.
Yeah, they should start to make more things free with coronavirus. For example, fruit should be free.
Okay.
I think now with everyone worrying about their health, I think that apples should not cost money anymore.
I'm all for that. I got some apples from an apple orchard yesterday.
And yeah,
it was pretty good. I haven't had fresh apples in a while.
I always thought it was pronounced orchard, and I still think that that's the right way to say it.
Orchard. I've always said orchard.
Well, I think that is the correct way, but I think orchard.
Like the British way.
Most of these pictures of Clara aren't actually funny.
None of them. I think there aren't that many funny pictures of her. She's not like a funny person.
Yeah, she's just cute.
Yep.
What's funny is how cute she is, because how's that happen?
The review show is back. We're back.
Hope Hicks. I hope Hicks gives me a kiss.
If you've gotten this far into the episode...
If you've gotten this far into the episode, you have the one joke that I thought of, which was that one.
DM me, and I will send you the Patreon Shine Dan link for free. You don't have to pay for it.
A little dongle action going on over there.
What'd you say?
A little dongle over there.
Yeah.
Jonah got an iPhone. I don't know.
I did.
Have we recorded since you got an iPhone? I feel like we may have.
Nope. No, we haven't.
Probably not.
Like, I got it during
the iPhone
quarantine.
Was a... COVID thing.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Or it doesn't suck. I got like the...
What? The iPhones are awesome. You got like a solid option though.
No. I like it. I got the iPhone SE, which is like... It's an iPhone 8 body, but with like the newer chip or whatever. But like...
The only aspect of it that's not as good as ours is the camera.
Yeah,
it's like a good phone though.
And it's smaller. It just wasn't like... It wasn't that much cheaper, and then after I got it...
Well, you're paying for the Moncala in Game Pigeon. What you're paying for.
The thing is, like, I didn't know... I bought it, and then I got on unemployment, and if I knew I was going to be on unemployment, I could have just paid, like, $200 more for, like, a phone that's so much better. So I'm just, like, salty about that. But honestly, like, recently I've been on, like, a whole no-phone kick.
Yeah, you know? I actually did see you post something about that.
Yeah,
or maybe text me something about it.
Yeah, I just
I'm losing track of when and where people tell me things.
Yeah, I just like one day a week, I just don't use my phone like at all. And then that like resets your brain.
It's definitely a good concept.
It's cool.
If my mind wasn't already completely melted, I'd definitely try it out.
No, but I mean like... That's how I thought I was, but after like the one day was terrible, but like after that one day, I like it, and like being like mindful after that, I kind of like now like whenever I'm like on Instagram, I just get mad. Like I train my brain to just be angry when I'm like scrolling through social media.
They say, what is it, 21 days to build a habit, 90 days to make it a lifestyle change.
Yeah, I guess. It took me one day. I did it in one day.
So, yeah, Jonah needs one day to make it a habit
and
one day to make it a lifestyle change.
I've been going for
a lot
of walks.
He broke the rules.
I've been reading a lot.
Yeah.
I started reading. I haven't read since high school. I did this. One day, boom, I'm reading and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been reading before I go to bed because the phone makes my eyes hurt before I sleep.
Also, a big thing I do is, I didn't do it today because, like, you were here, but normally, like, I just leave my phone in the living room, like, before I go to bed. So like 9 o'clock, at 9 o'clock I stop using my phone. So like I'm going to bed super early because I'm not just like on my phone for four
going
hours.
To bed early is the wave, definitely.
Then I wake up and I want to check my phone, but I can't, so I have to like get up, take a shower, and start my day. And now I'm like, so I'm getting up early, I'm going to bed also early.
It's
like
great.
It's awesome.
That is pretty awesome. I get home from work and I take 2 melatonin with dinner, and it has me knocked out by like 9 o'clock. It's really sick. I actually love it.
I've been taking ashwagandha.
Yeah.
You ever hear it? Did I tell you about that?
You told me about it. It sounds fake.
It's like, I don't know. Reddit says it's real. My friend who's a psychology major says it's real.
What is it?
It's like a root, like a ground up root or like an herb or something. Uh-huh. And like, it's like an extract from that. And it just like...
It's like, is it like valerian root maybe?
I don't know what it's in like a family of things. I mean, I could look it up, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, Jonah has two monitors to look it up, but he's still going to not know what he's talking about.
I swear to God, it's
good. For podcast's sake.
It helps stress. It makes you like horny, apparently.
Okay.
It makes you like increases blood flow.
I need
flow.
The opposite of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it increases testosterone, which is good.
I told you about my Shark Tank idea. I had a great idea for a Shark Tank pitch.
I don't remember what it is.
It's It's a candle, and the smell of it releases like a thing that makes you not horny anymore.
Oh, okay.
So you you light this candle, and it makes you not horny. And I was thinking, if science allows it, maybe develop some more options. Like, instead of making you not horny, it makes you not crave the McRib, for example.
Do you crave McRibs?
Well, I don't personally, but I think a big problem with many Americans is they crave the McRib and it's not available year round.
I don't like the McRib that much. I don't think it's
I don't either. But for many Americans, I imagine that's a problem. So what if you light a candle in your dining room and next thing you know, you don't want a McRib anymore? Or for example, it's like early in the morning, you're really horny. You don't have time to do anything about it because you got to get to work. You light a candle.
And it makes you not horny.
And it makes you not horny. And instead of being horny, you're focused on making eggs, which is the end game for most Americans, I'd assume. And I think the sharks would buy it. I think Lori probably wouldn't. I think Kevin would probably not like it. But I think at the end of the day, Mark Cuban might go in on it. Especially if I wore a Mavericks jersey while presenting. Maybe a candle that makes you want to go to a Mavs game. How about that?
You might buy that, yeah.
Yeah, I think
maybe if you change the pitch halfway through.
I've been watching a lot of Shark Tank.
I have a book. Do you want to borrow it? I have a book I think you might like. It's not funny.
Is it about?
It's about the meaning. It's about finding the meaning of life.
Yeah, I'd read that.
It was given to me by...
Sounds deep.
Yeah, no, it was like a psychologist who was like, he was just like a genius or something. He was like a really good psychologist. Yeah, and then
he was a baller.
Then he went to like, he was like in Auschwitz, like he was in concentration camps for 4 years. And that just like made him even like better at psychology. That's my takeaway from it. And he like develops a type of therapy after going through everything, and like the root of it is like finding like what motivates you just to live and like what is the meaning of life. And he also like makes a therapy that just like helps like women have orgasms using this like the technique he developed in concentration camps.
Yeah, I like that being the backdoor
motivation
for it.
He does a lot, like there's a lot of things that therapy does, but that's like one of the things he does with that he mentions, and that's the only thing I took away from it.
Yeah, while in Auschwitz I had two main problems. Number one, what's the meaning of life? Number two, how do I give a woman an orgasm? Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
And he decided to solve them both together.
It's also, I mean, it's kind of, I think it's interesting because he was like working on his like I don't know what you'd like, I don't know, what do you call like your greatest work, like not like a magnum opus,
yeah, magnum opus, yeah, masterpiece.
He was working on like what he thought was like his masterpiece, and like essentially like I don't know, the Nazis like took everything away from him. Like there's this chapter where he talked to, he was like, he brought it to the camps, and he's like, can I keep this? And they're like, no.
Anything that they fucking suck.
He did like piece together and finish it afterwards, but like after he did that, he was just like, oh, like in like 6 days he wrote this book, like just reflecting on his experiences, and like this became his like most like known thing.
That does sound very cool.
Yeah, it's like a cool concept that like you not always like the thing that you try hardest on.
Yeah. Have you seen Tenet yet?
Really. I don't know what that is. Yeah, no, that's fine. I don't know what Tenet is.
Really? It's the new Christopher Nolan movie with Robert Pattinson.
Not Batman?
No.
Batman has Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, but Christopher Nolan's not making it.
I heard of Dune.
Yeah, okay.
The one with Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, you're close to saying his name right.
What is it?
Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet.
Dude, okay, here's my problem with Timothy Chalamet. I know you want to talk about Tenet.
He's too hot.
Okay, no, but the thing is, he is, and he's good in all the movies he's in, but have you ever watched like an interview of him?
No, but I feel like I'm really hot mentality, and he's always being hot.
He is the least charismatic person I've ever seen. He is...
Really?
He,
well, that's like his character in most things. Or at least in Lady Bird, he's just like...
I don't know, but you see like... Call Me By Your Name, like Little Women. Like he's like, it's like he's fine.
Never
he's
seen
like,
him.
You've never seen those?
I've only ever seen fan cams of, in terms of minutes watched of Timothy Chalamet, I've seen more fan cams than movies he's been in.
I don't know. If you're listening, please.
That's including the time of watching Lady Bird twice.
Tell me if you agree, because I had a huge fight with Colin about this, because Colin really said, likes.
Did you eat today, sweetie? No. And then I'm going to do the little monkey covering his eyes emoji.
Did he text you personally? Or?
Yeah, he texted me personally.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool what you're talking about, Colin. But yeah, no. I can pull up. Do you want to watch an interview?
Yeah, sure.
Let's just do it.
I saw, did you see that thing on Instagram where just a bunch of people just randomly were just like meeting Timothy Chalamet?
Nope. I haven't been on my phone. It's so awesome not knowing anything.
That is, no, that actually is ideal. Not, so,
I found out Trump is in the hospital like a day after it happened. It was so sick.
Democrats already begging Biden not to debate Trump again. That doesn't sound real.
I don't know.
Anyway, Tenet, so it's the new Christopher Nolan movie, and we should probably pause this while we're watching the interview, right? Or do you want to do like a live react?
I don't. Well, so I don't know how I'm going to play the sound.
Yeah, I'll watch the interview.
Okay, which interview? We're going to watch the interview now. Which one should we watch? I'm trying to think.
What's like his worst one?
I don't know. I haven't seen. I don't think I've seen the late night show ones.
You ever watch Jesse Eisenberg interviews? He's such an asshole. I love it. I'm obsessed with Jesse Eisenberg. I don't give a shit what people say.
I think he's not even like.
Everyone's like, likeable, Jesse Eisenberg like a likeable is a asshole. Knockoff Michael Cera. Fuck off.
Okay, this
totally
is a
different personalities. All right, wait a second. What? What do you mean that was very right? He just talked about his birthday.
I don't know, I think he's awful.
This blows. Yeah, this kind of blows.
That blows.
Only thing about Timothy Chalamet, I think, is that he's too hot.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't he go to NYU?
That could also be a thing about him.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes you bad, right?
Yeah, NYU kind of... NYU's too cool for me to like it.
I don't think it's cool.
So Tenet's like...
No one thinks NYU's cool.
So it's something like... They have the ability to make time happen in reverse, but then they can make time happen forward, but also backwards. It's like, you ever watch a Christopher Nolan movie where he's just like purposefully trying to make the plot too complex for no reason?
Okay.
Like have you seen Memento?
No, I haven't seen Memento. I saw, is Inception Christopher Nolan?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is supposed to be like 10 times more confusing than Memento and Inception. And I don't get why you'd want to watch it, but...
Did it come out yet?
Yeah. That's cool. The thing is like I was... When the movie was announced, I was so hyped to go see it in theaters, and then COVID happened, and I don't really want to go to a movie theater and wear a mask that whole time. I don't know. It doesn't seem worth it. I want to illegally stream it, but I don't think I'm going to follow it. It sounds too confusing. Other than that, I don't know. There's supposed to be a big movie year. I mean, yeah, Dune's going to be good. You got awesome cast in Dune.
Okay, yeah, that's
like Zendaya, Timothy Chalamet, Skarsgård.
I don't know who Skarsgård is.
He was in Good Will Hunting.
Oh, I love played that. That's a good movie.
Played the professor in Good Will Hunting.
Oh, like not Robin Williams?
Not Robin Williams. Robin Williams' friend. The guy who's an asshole.
Yeah, that guy sucks, but...
The actor's that's great. Cool. You have Juan... I forget how to say his name. The guy who was in No Country for Old Men.
Do you want a gummy? I have a stress relief gummy.
Yeah, sure.
It has B vitamins and like a small amount of ashwagandha.
Okay,
sure. It doesn't make you feel anything. I bought these are like bad. They're not bad. They're just like not high quality. I bought them at Walmart. They taste good. Yeah, I was in Walmart and I was just like super overwhelmed.
So you got that.
I got the thing, the stress relief gummies.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Moncala lately. Yeah. I'm trying to find like a professional Moncala league.
Oh, shit.
Well, the thing is, over the app, it's a lot easier to win. I play in person, like the physical Moncala with my friends.
And it's harder.
And we've probably played like 30 games or so. I've only lost two. I'm like a god in physical Moncala. Okay.
Do you play by the same rules as the phone one?
It's the same rules, but the thing, first off, it doesn't tell you how many things you have. So you have to worry about counting your pieces.
Oh, okay. That's
and the biggest thing is because you're just one-on-one, you're just going right back and forth. It's a lot more intense than having like a few days to think about your move.
I fucked up in our last game.
You did fuck up. I have all these new techniques now, though.
Okay. Do you want to tell them or do you want to not? Do you want to keep that in the back pocket?
I mean, my biggest tip for you on Moncala is your first move, you're going to instinctively want to move the four to get the second move. The four spots, so you can go again. Your better option is to move the one behind it. No, I mean the very first one, the one closest to your bank.
Yeah.
So that the other person has to either move that empty spot there or you get to capture
them.
Fucks people over on the first move. That defensive move on the first move totally changes the pace of the game because it already puts the other opponent in your hands. And like you're already controlling their movement on the first move.
We should do a Moncala podcast.
We should. I left my board. I was actually thinking about bringing my board, but I left it at work by accident.
That would have been sick. You played at work?
Yeah. Yeah, we played at work.
Yeah, I don't know. Huge shout out to everyone who's listening.
Colin texted me and said, did you eat today, sweetie? I said no, and I sent two monkey emojis.
Did he say anything?
And he said, Trump in hospital. I'm going to say,
Thank you, Colin.
I found a page last night. I can't find it again, but it was a woman whose profile picture was the Mickey ears with the Blue Lives Matter flag inside of it.
Okay.
Which is a more common thing than I thought, apparently. But what is this? George Takei tweeting. Look up what's trending now on hashtag Proud Boys. You're welcome, internet.
What does that mean? I was watching the Proud Boys, the All Gas No Breaks Proud Boys thing yesterday.
I just started watching All Gas No Breaks, and it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Gays on Twitter are taking over Proud Boys. That's actually kind of baller.
That is kind of baller.
So when you search Proud Boys, it's just like, I don't know. It's just a bunch of like gay people and like gay rights things. I bet that's making them mad. That's pretty sick. That's kind of what Twitter does. Twitter, you know what? Twitter, I can't believe it's free.
I wish it was paid so no one would be on it.
I can't believe Twitter was free.
I feel like I've been off Twitter more than I've like.
I started watching anime again.
Okay. Yeah.
And I like it, and I think that the ideal time to start watching anime again is when you're 22 and living with your parents.
Okay.
I think I haven't watched anime since high school, so taking a good long break to rethink things, and then going back to your roots, watching anime, and listen to anime soundtracks.
Do you listen to anime soundtracks?
I do, and I can't sing along to any of them, because I don't speak Japanese, but I just mumble. Yeah, I listen pretty consistently to most... To a lot of different anime soundtracks.
I haven't been listening to a lot of... I just started listening to music again.
Like another phone thing, or is that just... Music is bad, inherently.
I only really listen to music when driving and with, like, being locked in. Like, you don't drive, so, like, I don't listen to music.
That's true.
And then...
I get most of my listening in when I'm working out. So yeah. I get what you're saying.
Also, like, I never like playing music for other people. Like, I don't like DJing in, like, a social situation. So, like, usually just, like, when I'm hanging out, like, Brandon and Colin.
Yeah. But well, now that music, Savage Mode 2 is out.
Is that, it's easy that just to put come things out? On.
Yeah, it came out Friday.
Okay. I was wondering, like, I thought it was just, like, when you sent it to me, I thought it was just, like, an album that I've never heard of because it was, like, it flopped. But it's good.
No, it's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Morgan Freeman narrates the whole album.
I didn't like the Morgan... I don't like Morgan Freeman, so I didn't like the intro. I don't know. I was kind of upset.
He does, like, the outro for every song. That's so funny.
That's terrible.
No, it's hilarious.
Oh my god.
Just imagine Morgan Freeman like being asked to do that. What was I watching with Morgan Freeman the other day? What's the one where he voices God?
I was just going to say, isn't that like...
Is that Evan Almighty or Bruce Almighty?
It's one of those.
Or it's both of them, maybe?
I think which
I was watching the one with Steve Carell, which is the sequel.
Isn't the sequel like bad?
It's very bad. But I was watching it. You know what I want to watch? I want to watch Dinner for Schmucks.
Okay.
I've heard it sucks, but it looks like a movie I'd like. Because it looks like...
Is that a Joe Apatow movie?
Judd Apatow? Judd, I think it Judd is Apatow. A Judd Apatow movie.
I like Judd Apatow. Wanted to watch a comedy. She's with my dad, and they're like impossible to watch movies with because like
I can understand why.
Anything with like
a curse word should be rated NC-17.
Like my mom's like, I want to watch a comedy, but like every comedy like has like things she doesn't like in them, like I don't know, sex and like bad words, and like the rating came up in the beginning of the movie and it said crude humor and then she turned it off.
Yeah, fart jokes are over the line in religion. So what did she watch? Did she watch anything?
They had this it was a foreign, they watched a foreign film instead.
Yeah.
It was about a Chinese baker. I didn't watch it, but they told me about it afterwards. It's about a Chinese baker and then a white guy who cooks.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like subtitles and not in English.
Wow, my parents would never watch a movie with subtitles.
Yeah,
I tried to get them to watch Parasite, and my dad said he wouldn't read for that long.
My parents are pretty progressive with... What's up, Nick? No, Nick, what's up?
Yeah, Nick, what's up?
Are you heading out?
No, this is a new bit.
We're doing the review show. Yeah,
a good bit is that Nick just walked in the room and interrupted us.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's a good bit.
Are you heading out?
Maybe soon.
Okay.
Can I say hi? Yeah, say hi. Mics are hot.
Mics are hot. This sound hot. Only goes this far.
Good morning, review show.
Yeah, morning review show.
Nick, what are your thoughts on Timothée Chalamet?
I don't know him very well, but I've heard some weird things about him.
Well, I mean, none of us know him. He's an actor. I've never met him.
I think Colin's awake, I think.
Well, I heard some weird things about him on Twitter.
Like what?
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read on Twitter that he gave a bunch of girls chlamydia.
I did hear about that. He gave like a bunch of girls chlamydia at NYU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's messed up. If I was Timothée Chalamet, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that either.
If I was Timothée Chalamet, I would have settled down with Claro and called it a day.
Yep. this is a good app. We were doing pretty good.
How imagine time? People paying for this. They're not, but
they're
imagine
not
that.
Pay for it.
Wait, is this review show?
This is a review show. Yeah.
Review show. Don't worry. This has nothing to do with your silly little band.
No, we're promoting this.
All right. I just woke up.
I'm so sorry. Did we wake you up with our loud voices? Also?
Did I wake you up last night when I banged into the wall like 10 times trying to walk to the bathroom?
Nope. Didn't even hear it.
Wow. I'm surprised. I made a lot of noise. And the stairs in this house creak like a fucking haunted house.
Yeah, I know.
It's insane.
And the bottom stairs is super dark, so when you walk down, you don't see it.
That's why I was fucking bumping into everything.
Yeah.
I've never been in such darkness before. It was like pitch. I mean, I've been in darkness, but it was like
there's no lighting.
Black.
There's no lighting in the living room. It's like even during the day, it's dark as fuck.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
How'd you sleep out there last night? Was it cold?
It was amazing. I slept on the porch last night, and it was honestly one of like the best temperatures for me. Well, that was I got to fall asleep to like the nature sounds.
Yeah,
it was like
really nice.
It was like the sounds I would play on like my app.
The porch is awesome.
Yeah, it was like I understand now why my app plays like crickets for me when I try to sleep, because now I heard real crickets and it was like crazy.
You don't get that in Paramus.
Yeah, no, you don't. No, there aren't any bugs in Paramus. speaking of bugs, I went bug hunting.
We'll be done in like 20 minutes if you want to like do food or something. I don't know.
Get the pie cut.
I'm gonna roll.
Are you gonna roll? Okay.
So
that's fine. That makes sense. Say bye anytime you want.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So I went bug hunting a few times with my friend. My friend's got a project for his class where he has to like pin bugs.
I wonder if you could hear Nick talk.
Probably not.
I pointed my mic to him. But
I mean, you were wearing the headphones, so you were the one that would know.
I don't have them on my ears.
Yeah, they weren't on your ears.
So you pin bugs?
I didn't pin them, but I helped catch them.
Okay,
we got a good hole. The other day, we kind of got kind of got a little fucked over though. We saw this beautiful moth. Okay. And we had this giant ass bug net. The same kind of net that you would have in Animal Crossing. But this isn't real life, so it's not for nerds.
Okay.
See, the thing is about catching bugs in real life, a lot of you would do it in Animal Crossing, but I bet the second you step out next to that creek, you're going to start shitting your pants, and you're going to wish you were on your Nintendo DS.
Okay.
Nintendo Switch.
I've never played Animal Crossing.
But yeah, we had this giant bug net, and we saw this beautiful moth. Me and my friend both love moths, so we wanted to catch it. And we go swing for it, and then the net gets stuck in like this thorny bush, and we didn't want to rip it, so we have to untangle it, and then the moth flew away. So now we're tracking this moth down. We're following it. We have to climb closer to the creek. And then I slip on... We're ready to get it. It's on a leaf. And then I fucking slip on mud and make this loud-ass noise because I fell into a bush and the moth flew away.
Oh, no.
Then we found another moth and we went to get that one. And then it escaped in a tiny hole in the net. All right?
Oh, is that from when you tangled it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. And then finally we're like, all right, there's a dragonfly over there. This is the Holy Grail. Okay. If you ever try catching a dragonfly with a bug net, it's hard.
Okay.
But we almost had this one. So we go to get it, and then my friend swings the net, and he trips, and it scares the dragonfly. But then as he trips, he like slides backwards and hits me, and I tripped over him, and we're both just laying in mud in like fucking in the creek. Then we thought we saw a bear, but it was a deer. If I got killed by a bear catching bugs, it would have been the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I haven't gone bug catching in a while. I used to do it.
The thing is, like, all the bugs that I'm really afraid of, I kind of learned to love them. Like, we caught like a wasp.
Oh yeah.
And we also caught like a yellow jacket, and it's crazy because you're just like, you feel superior to them. When they're in your net, and then you put them in a mason jar, you realize that we are the kings.
Yeah, we're much bigger. Yeah,
not just men, human beings rather.
Yeah,
we are the kings of this planet. Wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, like, moths—they're nothing to me anymore.
I feel like I don't know. I don't get why people are scared of bees because, like,
The thing is, the honeybees are just vibing too.
No, even wasps. Like, how much? I feel like a wasp sting, like. It can't hurt that bad.
Well, the wasp and the hornet and the yellow jacket, those were dumb catches because we weren't wearing long sleeves or anything. We very much should have been stung. We just got lucky with those.
I was stung by like a wasp when I was 10 and I thought it hurt. But like I wasn't like crying. It didn't hurt that bad. Yeah. So I imagine like now that I'm 23.
Maybe you're just not a bitch.
I guess.
Yeah. we were turning over trees. Playing with little earthworms.
Worms are good. I like worms.
There's all this garbage in the by the creek. It's so upsetting seeing all the trash. Upsetting.
Where was this creek? Was it in Paramus?
It's a park near me in Paramus.
That's sick.
Yeah. People may not believe it, but Paramus does have creeks. You know, the thing about Paramus is we're kind of the duality of man. We can stop at the Gucci store, and then after we can stop at the creek on the way home.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I haven't been to the mall in absolute ages. It's such a shame. Actually, I went there. I did go to the mall like a month ago to go to the Tiffany store.
Oh yeah, you gotta go there.
Tiffany store was baller. The people who were waiting in line behind me, they were shocked that I left with a bag.
They were shocked.
all these old heads behind me were shocked that the 22-year-old in front of them left with something from the Tiffany store.
Damn, they were all just looking.
They were probably like, man, why is this kid waiting in line right now to get in? I just want to shop. But you know what? I left with a bag. I bet they didn't. So I got the pumpkin iced coffee from Dunkin'. And now this is different
is that
than
it?
A... Yeah. Because if you're going to get a free drink, you might as well full send to get all the extra shit for free.
You got oat milk?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, you see the little label on there. Uh-huh. So Dunkin' just added... Bless you.
Four pumps? Excuse me.
Yeah, so the Dunkin' iced coffee is different than a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
So for this one, they add the pumpkin spice flavor shots.
Okay.
My personal rating is I think this is better than a pumpkin spice latte. It's not as thick. You get a better coffee. Okay, Nick's bad.
I heard you don't want to get the lattes because
yeah, for the Nick heard me mention pumpkin spice and you got scared of the liberal agenda.
I heard at Dunkin' they use for the lattes they use the espresso and the espresso is gross.
That because, is what a latte is.
Well, no, but I'm saying like their espresso like they it just they make like one batch of it. Yeah, it just sits out all day.
Dunkin'
but,
espresso like, the coffee is dog is, like, shit.
Fresh. Yeah,
I love getting a Dunkin' like, red eye and just feeling I'm gonna vomit.
Yeah. What's up, guys? What's up, Colin? What's up? What are you laughing at? The book?
Yeah.
The book for my ex-girlfriend gave me.
Colin's a little fitted down, too, right now.
We were talking about it. That's it. Yep.
Man's Search for Meaning.
Have you learned anything from him?
Yeah, no, it's really good. It's about... Okay. Bye, Nick. Colin, do you want to say anything? Man.
I'll see you soon.
I will see you soon. I should be hearing from you soon as well.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
Nick's going to get Brian a job.
Possibly. Possibly not.
Obviously, he's going to be your boss.
Yeah, Nick's going to be my boss. I'm going to be the guy who buys Nick new guitar picks.
Yeah, that's his job.
Yeah. You think with the virus, the ukulele industry's gotten better? I imagine better? A lot more people have decided to learn ukulele now. I can't think. Thinking of like the top hobbies in quarantine, I got to think like
I know
embroidering e-books. Got really big.
E-books are on the rise.
Yeah,
reading.
Yeah, digitally. Reading got better. So the reading industry went up. I assume the ukulele industry went up. I don't know. You think? Because I'm trying to think. I feel like now instead of learning ukulele, white girls learn TikTok dances.
Yeah, dude, TikTok's been.
Speaking of TikTok, hobbies. We're banning TikTok.
Is that actually going to happen?
Don't know. I read one sentence about it on Twitter and decided to not read anything else about it.
I think,
have no idea.
Well, like, I know, like, Trump was saying he was going to ban it, unless, like, but then, like, I think Microsoft.
They'll only buy it if Bill Gates starts to make fan cams of his daughter or something.
Yeah, that's the requirement, yeah.
Yeah.
Colin's been making TikToks.
That's cool.
They're pretty good.
That's pretty sick.
I think they're pretty awesome. At 311 fan.
That's an awesome app, too.
That's a free plug for you, Colin. Yeah. He made it, like, because I guess Musical.ly became TikTok, so he, like, made that when it was Musical.ly, like, 4 years ago.
Damn.
So he was on early. He opened the app and signed on, and that was just his
account. Ever wonder how different the world would be if they never canceled Vine?
No.
Remember Vine?
I was never into it, dude.
What's 9 plus 10?
I don't know.
21? Remember that one?
I think so.
Yeah. Vine was big.
I think like the funniest Vines are better than the funniest TikToks.
Yeah. I think the funniest Vine of all time, can't think of one.
I've been on Reels.
I saw a good tweet the other day. It was like something like, I don't know how to explain it, but October is the Friday of the year, and that's it made dumb. Me want to jump into the Hudson River.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
I hate all those things where it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but 74 and Wednesday give off the same energy, something like that.
Yeah, that's.
I think there's a problem with people tweeting things, to be honest.
I'm afraid that...
Review show debates. What were the topics of that?
Oh, wait. We haven't done that yet.
We haven't done some of these topics we could actually probably have good discourse on. Mainly the non-political ones. So hamburger or pizza, Jonah?
Wait. Before, we're going to have to take a quick break. I'm afraid that I'm not going to have enough space on my computer to save this. So
You have Mac 16 RAM or something.
But that's I like a storage.
I guess, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what things mean,
I guess so. I think I had let me check my storage because like oh no
while Jonah's checking the storage anybody yeah, out can, there talk. Anybody out there thinking of getting the PS5 or the new Xbox?
Okay, no, we're good. I have 4 gigs available. Okay.
All right, so hamburger debate. Or pizza, it's the first debate topic. You get your 2 minutes first.
2 minutes of have to talk about.
I guess hamburger you can, pizza I think you can go minutes. Less.
Wait, we can set a timer. No, we'll still set the timer.
So you have to pick one side.
I choose hamburger. It has more nutrition and sustenance. What do you say?
Okay. Well, I was going to pick hamburger.
Oh, so it's
well,
not
now
really
I have
debate.
To pick pizza. Then, so
oh, my, no, why would you pick hamburger?
Same reasons as you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to pick pizza, though. More variety.
I've eaten more pizza options than hamburgers.
If you want to get the same intake of meats, it's possible on a pizza.
Okay.
You
That's
can.
A bold statement.
Yes, you can. You can put the amount of meat on a burger onto a slice of pizza.
But you can't
most
like
likely.
You can't buy that easily. Like they don't sell
you
them
just
like
get
that.
A meat lover's pizza. You ever hear that, Jonah?
But it's not as much meat. Even a meat lover's pizza isn't.
Yeah,
be
I
as
bet
much
they wouldn't
a...
sell a meat lover's to someone with a septum piercing. So
yeah,
maybe
okay.
maybe that's why you haven't had it.
Okay, next topic.
dinner with Jay-Z or $1,100,000.
Oh, $1,100,000. Easy.
I'm gonna say dinner with Jay-Z because he might
invest.
Have some. Yeah, he might invest in my candle
in
company.
In review, he'll invest in review show. It could be worth more than $100 million.
Next one is not really a debate topic. TikTok dances.
I don't like TikTok.
I like the Savage Dance. I
okay.
think it's called.
Uh huh.
I like the one that the dance that the girls do.
The WAP dance.
I've never seen the WAP dance, but
oh, okay.
I like the WAP song.
Okay.
awesome. I'm surprised there haven't been any, like, it seems like the perfect time of year for there to be, like, a WAP remix, but about, like, voting for Joe Biden.
Okay.
I'm shocked no one's made something that bad yet.
Yeah.
What, WAP? White-ass president?
Yeah, there we go.
SNL would kill that.
Yeah, I don't
white ass president. And I mean, you can the listeners can kind of make up the remix themselves.
I'm out of my I don't know.
Next topic, white okay. girls.
White girls?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Debate white girls.
Chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Vanilla, if I have to
Okay, this
one.
Is good cuz I'm going to go chocolate.
Okay.
I'm going to say my main reasoning, I think chocolate has a deeper flavor, first off. You have more varieties of chocolate, too. You can get chocolate, you can get dark chocolate. Mm. You've got, like, the Belgian chocolate. You've got the German chocolate. Chocolate chip. Chocolate with brownie batter.
Okay.
I mean, vanilla, really, you're getting vanilla. You got Madagascar vanilla bean. What is that? That's
French,
that's bullshit.
There's French vanilla and then vanilla
French
bean.
Vanilla and vanilla are the same thing, first
vanilla,
off.
No, vanilla that's, bean that, and French vanilla
well, it's
are
a lie
very
if they... It, there's no... They don't taste different.
No, they do. The texture is different, too. It's very
In
different.
A blind taste test, I bet both of them taste like dog shit.
No, I like French vanilla.
The only like good vanilla bean. Ice cream flavor, vanilla-based, would be cookies and cream.
Okay.
But even at that, I'd prefer mint cookies and cream.
What about cookie dough?
I like mint ice cream because it tastes like toothpaste. Usually yeah. when people say they don't like mint ice cream, their reasoning is, oh, it tastes like toothpaste. And it's funny because my defense for liking mint ice cream is that I like that it tastes like
yeah.
toothpaste. For example, if you brush your teeth and then eat plain Greek yogurt immediately after, it feels like you're eating mint ice cream.
My dad eats plain Greek yogurt and he puts jelly in it. He gets like fruit preserves from like the orchard and
it's I guess
like
it's
nice
not gross because it's
I think it's
you
like
can buy that essentially
like,
so
I think it's like the same idea as just like the Chobani where they have like the
yeah
shit
but it's
at the
probably
bottom.
Cheaper and a little healthier
yeah
Chobani puts all those preservatives in it
and it's like
I love
probably
plain,
tastes better
I've been eating the plain Siggy's lately the Icelandic
okay
yogurt and I eat it plain because I love acidic things and I love sour things and so I like the taste of plain yogurt.
I haven't had Siggy's. I still haven't bought it yet.
Siggy's is actually so much better than Chobani. Candy for dinner is the last topic.
Candy for I don't like that.
I like the idea of candy for dinner, especially if you're doing a variety of candy. I think if you were to do something chocolate related and then something gummy related.
I did it once and I didn't like it.
Candy for dinner on Halloween is such a vibe.
It just makes you feel gross. What's the next topic?
That was it. Well, the other one was.
Thank you for listening to the review show debate. Now we're going to go back to the normal show.
Yeah. I'm really mad. I think I lost my I Heart Rome mug or I left it at the old house. You know, I'm going to text the old house.
You looked for it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to text him and ask if it's there.
You're going to text like the current house?
Yeah, I'm going to text the kid who lives in my room and ask, yo.
They're not going to have your mug.
You've seen a mug it says I Heart Rome on it.
I guarantee you they're not gonna have it.
What have I been doing lately? Like, besides work, I'm trying to think of anything I've been doing. I don't know. Like, I try to do all these things. I keep telling myself I'm going to get back into playing saxophone, and I never have done that. I just get home from work, I eat dinner, I watch Jeopardy with my parents, and I just want to get in bed immediately.
Hmm.
I do a lot of sports betting now.
That's good.
Gambling is good and easy.
Yeah. I lost $1,000 gambling.
You gambled on, like, day trading, though,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah.
That's more confusing.
I wanted to die.
That's really scary.
I still want to die.
Did you put down $1,000 or you put down an amount, made $1,000, and then...
No. I mean, so I was doing little day trades, and I was up, like, $600.
Well, did you lose $1,000 of your own money, or did you lose $1,000 of profits?
I put down $1,500, and I lost like $1,200, and then like okay. Then I sold it for like I got like $300 yeah, total. Because
for me, it's like if you turn $3 into $20, and then $20 into $50, and then you bet that $50 and you lose it, all you really lost at the end of the day is $3. That's my mindset.
If you take all my investing, like even just the long term, I just have broken even in the past like year.
Okay.
So I'm not like too upset about it, but it did suck.
Yeah, that does
suck. I haven't
suck.
Thought about it in a while.
Yeah.
But
the NFL season.
I still
seasons...
don't know where my wallet is. I lost my wallet.
Oh, who's shit. Texting yeah. You? My fantasy football group chat is going off because a bunch of games might get canceled today.
Oh, should that be crazy?
People keep getting COVID.
It's yeah.
probably not good.
That's bad.
Where could you have lost your wallet? I'm trying to think.
I'm going to look in the couch, because now that Nick's gone, I'm going to look on the couch where he slept.
Look in the couch. We watched Goodfellas last night.
Yep.
I was thinking.
What's your take? How'd you feel
so
about
it? So I actually had some really good thoughts on it after watching other Scorsese movies.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest issue with Scorsese, and this is like a very minor complaint. If I had to give Goodfellas like a number out of 5, it would be like 4, 4.5. Like it was very good. I don't have many critiques of it at all. And I'm not doing a big film pick apart, but my thing with Scorsese movies that I don't like is I feel like almost all of them have this point where the first half of the movie is the characters being baller as shit and they're doing all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
And everything. And then the second half of the movie is everything just crashing down. And the reason I don't like Wolf of Wall Street is because that second half where everything falls apart is so boring.
Yeah,
me. But the part in Goodfellas where everything falls apart for him, it's still really, really entertaining.
It still kept
my attention.
Yeah.
I mean, the first half, you can split those Scorsese movies up, and same thing with Casino, you can split up into two parts.
Yeah, I mean, like,
where
Goodfellas,
it's like
literally, like, there's a, like, a title card for each segment of the...
But, like, the second segment of Goodfellas, when things fall apart, it's still really sick. The second segment of Wolf of Wall Street, when things fall apart, it's fucking boring as shit. Everything after that scene where he crashes his fancy car in Wolf of Wall Street kind of sucks.
I don't remember. I think Goodfellas, like, it's the first half is like, or not the first half, but like the first segment is like amazing. But then, like, even though the rest of it's like fine, it's still just, it's so long after that.
Yeah,
it's just
it's,
like,
it's I
just
did kept being it, like, when is it gonna
it
end?
It just like drops off, and
I think my,
there's still moments, and it's
I
good.
Think I still like Casino. The most, though.
Yeah, I've only saw Casino
but
one,
I do need to
watch
like The Departed and some of his other ones, but
you haven't
dude,
seen The
Casino
Departed.
Casino is so
the
fucking
Departed's
good.
Really good.
Yeah.
I
between Casino, Goodfellas, and the other Scorsese ones I've seen, Casino is my favorite.
Okay. Goodfellas definitely has like some of the, like, the thing about Goodfellas is it has like the best Scorsese scenes, I feel.
Oh,
like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's no specific Which scenes in awesome. Casino that you can pull off and be like, this is a better scene than Goodfellas, but as a whole, I like it more.
Yeah.
I also just like the aesthetic of Casino more, too, with all the fucking crazy suits they're wearing, the bright-ass colors and everything.
I gotta rewatch it.
It's a good one. It flies by a lot faster than Goodfellas to me.
Yeah.
The first half of Goodfellas feels like 30 minutes. The second half feels like 4 hours.
Yes.
Which didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I was also drunk and tired as shit last night, though.
Mm,
and then you guys handed me a pillow, and I was just too comfy. I almost slumped in that beanbag chair. I was so comfy there.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
How much time have we done?
We've done...
Oh, shit. There's my alarm.
50 minutes. Do you want to call it?
I think we can wrap it up.
Yeah, if you've listened this far, wow.
If you listened this far, send us a tweet. Let us know you actually listened.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know your favorite Scorsese line or movie or anything like that. Do you think Trump's going to live?
Think Trump's going to live? Please, yeah. Let us know.
Let us know on the Twitter.
We really want to know your opinions.
Cats or dogs?
Cats or dogs.
Gotta find that out. And if you are interested in signing up for the Cheyenne Dan Patreon, right?
Yeah. We post a bunch of stuff every week, and we do a podcast. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Review show.
Review show. Thank you guys for listening.